Good evening. Glad to see you all. As you know, for the last almost 9 years, I have been delivering gospel messages to various churches around the area when they were short of a preacher. Well, just your luck, tonight you're short of a preacher. But I'm going to do my best to deliver a message that's beneficial to you all. I didn't have a real fancy tie like Dan, so I don't feel quite dressed for this, but like I said, we're going to give it our best shot. And I want to talk to you about different stages of Christianity. You know, I believe that we all fall into one of four phases of Christianity in our lives. Ponder this. We're either babes in Christ, one of the young in Christ, a matured Christian, or we're elderly in Christ. The category of Christian that we fall into depends on several things. Though you might think of it as age, it more depends on your development and growth as a Christian. So let's explore it. First, the babe. That's not the pretty girl you sit near and admire during the church on Sunday morning. A babe in Christ is not the little one that you hear crying in the pew somewhere. I'm rather referring to a newborn Christian, a person who recently accepted and obeyed the gospel. You see, we can be a babe at almost any age, depending on when we accept and obey our Lord and are baptized into Christ. For some, we become babes in our teens or younger years. For others, they might be a Christian and babe at any age, their 20s, 30s, 40s, or even older. Some of you might ask, what about our truly young, who are being brought up by godly parents, learning how Jesus and God love them, and all of us love them too? I believe that trusting little ones who don't know what sin is are under the umbrella of grace, yet not babes in Christ until they get older and obey the gospel. Let's look at Matthew 21, through 16, where the Bible reads, "And Jesus went into the temple of God. He cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And they said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? These were grown worshipers of God that had gone to the temple to offer sacrifice. They found a belief in Jesus, and they praised God for it. As should we as born-again Christians. And everyone should remember, no matter what your age, it's never too late to become a babe in Christ. Next, let's move on to the young in Christ. You know, this stage of Christianity, again, doesn't refer to our age in years as much as it does the amount of knowledge we have of the Lord's will for us and what it will take to fulfill His wishes. The more you learn about Jesus and the more you learn about God, the more we should try to be like Jesus and the more pleasing we are to our God. Warning, this stage of Christianity will come with a great deal of trials that we must learn to both deal with and overcome. 1 Peter 1, 6 through 9. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Lord Jesus, whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, you believe. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving at the end of your faith even the salvation of your souls. We know that old devil, Satan. He sees the young in Christ as vulnerable. He will try your faith in so many ways. The devil will try your conscience. And every child of God must struggle to maintain a good conscience through diligent study of God's words. 1 Peter 2 and 2 tells us that as newborn babes, long for the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. To have a good conscience, Godward. Such struggle will often require strong self-discipline. And in 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, we are told that if your own heart condemns you, God will likewise condemn you. Keep a pure heart. Let's turn to John 3, 19 through 21. And the Bible tells us, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before God. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have full confidence toward God. I know it's hard sometimes when the people you're around every day tempt you with worldly lusts. And some will. You know, we will stand up for what we believe in and do what's good and righteous. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. And let's remember Philippians 4 and 13, where it states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Put God's word into your hearts, young ones, and practice it. And young Christians, learn to pray. Go to God in prayer for strength, for guidance, and for assurance. In Philippians 4 and 6, we also see that we are not to worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. Next, I'd like to talk about the mature Christian. I think this stage of Christianity is probably the most trying, and yet the most rewarding. Though some of us were mature as Christians at a young age, For others, it can be at a much older age, depending on when we started our Christian life. You know, time isn't relevant of when we started, except for the blessings that we miss that God gives us every day. As mature Christians, we should be well-versed in the Bible. We should know how to resist the wiles of the old devil. And the Spirit of God should rule our hearts each and every day. We should know the Spirit of truth and thereby recognize the spirit of error. Views of today's world that conflict with God's word are of the devil. Truth is true, and all the rest make up a lie. And the mature not only know this, but they know how to point it out to others. But we have to be wise enough to know Satan and his demons are looking for an excuse to condemn us. You know, when the devil comes at you with troubles that disrupt your lives, be steadfast, strong in God, strong in his word. In James 1, verses 2 through 4, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." In other words, trust God and prayerfully accept his will. Be mature. Remember that troubles in life happen to everyone. But the mature Christian leans on God to get him through it. He also gives God thanks when he leads him through it. You know, God can deliver us from bad situations. Or he can help us through them. Let's pray God's will be done in all things and let him lead you out of your troubles. Being a mature Christian. And let us spread the gospel and be a good example to all, especially those babes and young ones in Christ. Last point, that final phase of a Christian's journey. The elders in Christ. You know, in the other three phases of Christianity, I pointed out that you could be in any one of them at almost any age. But I think the elders in Christ are those who have lived long lives. We must face the fact that we are closer to the end of our earthly journey than at the beginning. We hopefully have gone through being a babe in Christ, young in Christ, and a mature Christian when we get there. You know, we should feel the warmth of God's love all around us. We should know that sooner or later, we're going to go meet our Lord. And at this stage of life, we may not be too physically active as we once were. But our children, grandchildren, and for some even great-grandchildren, have experienced our love, and hopefully we've passed on to them our love for the Lord and for his church and our brethren. As long as we have breath, We should have share God's love with others and bless the Lord for blessing us so richly and giving us his only son. Babes, young Christians, mature Christians, can all draw on the wisdom and experience of your elders. Gray hair doesn't mean that you're old and out of it. Rather, that you've gathered wisdom and you've gone through it all. The death of loved ones, all kinds of trials of your faith. We can learn from our elder Christian examples how to deal with life's hardships and yet still have peace in our souls. You know, at the end of his journey, Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'd like to turn in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, 14. Solomon penned, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, in the judgment." Let's all remember that love never ends, and that our God is love. If you're a Christian, you're in one of these four phases of your life. I know that your goal is to go to heaven, or you wouldn't have become a Christian. So let's not let sin or lack of faith hold us back. If you'd like the church family here to offer prayers on your behalf, come during the invitation. But if you're here and you're not a Christian, the invitation to become one is open. You see, we have a given Savior, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, who willingly died a cruel death on a cross, bearing the sins of all mankind. His blood was spilled as a sacrificial lamb to cover our sins. He was entombed, buried. Then God on the third day raised him from the dead, and he now reigns in heaven at God's right hand. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, died on that cross for you, and accept it, confess him and repent of your sins and are baptized into the death of Christ, you will be raised in the resurrection and become faithful. Then I say, come, and we will gladly assist you in becoming a baby in Christ. Come as we sing. David? There's nothing.